Reading from Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. Happy birthday, Great News Radio, Great News Media, Good News Radio, Inc. It's an exciting day. It's officially our 25th birthday.
Wow.
And so if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard some of the historic first ever broadcast as recorded up at the Moody Broadcasting Network. We were still working on the home studio that week and since have had that home studio these 25 years now. But our very first program was recorded up at the Moody Broadcasting Network in Chicago. Phil Shepard helped MC it or host it.
Yeah.
And so we played a portion of that yesterday, as much as I could fit in during our 23-minute slot, which I extended to 28 and a half minutes. But that was yesterday's program. So if you missed it, celebrate with us by going to greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or WLUJ.org, and listen on the Mark and Friends link, because it was the first ever historic broadcast 25 years
Amazing.
Ago this very day. Now, it was on Easter Sunday that we launched the radio ministry.
Right, right.
So it was a very celebratory with Christ the Lord is risen today
yeah.
and Hallelujah Chorus and some of the great songs of the season. But wow, it was great to have that yesterday and to then see how God has taken us so far and all the expansion that's taken place this last year and all the other ministries we're involved in. And this Habakkuk 1:5 was one of the verses I used 25 years ago.
Did you?
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. But I love this part. For I'm going to, now this is God speaking, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. And that is certainly true of this radio ministry. Had God said 25 years ago that we'd be overseeing 19 different frequencies mm-hmm. and outlets covering central Illinois and west central Indiana, and would we have a men's choir and a theater troupe and a children's choir and the Prime Lifetimes publication and the English conversation classes and our trips to Israel and the other various outings that we do, like to the Creation Museum and the Ark Experience and up to Unshackled to the Pacific Guard Mission and then all the other different activities and Bible studies and gatherings that we had. I would have not believed
I'll
it.
Bet,
but
yeah.
We serve a great God and we continue to hold fast to our educate, edify,
yeah,
and evangelize.
Yes, we do.
And as we were praying up this program, you covered two out of the three. You said, Lord, let it be edifying and let it be educational. And the evangelizing is one of the aspects of this ministry that I'm most excited about, because I want those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to understand that God loves them, that he provided a plan and a purpose through Jesus Christ. And, you know, as we just finished celebrating Easter, you know, Jesus is no longer in the tomb. He rose from the dead. He's going to be returning. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Praise
he's
God.
Our Savior. And the sooner that people can recognize that, surrender themselves to Jesus and recognize they're sinful people, we all are, and that we need a Savior, which is an easy thing for me to understand, but hopefully those that maybe haven't heard that God loves them and cares for them, they'll inch closer today, and maybe even through our broadcast, through your story, Rob, or just things that are said and shared will help people on their faith journey take a step closer to Jesus. Or for you senior saints, you'll just continue to grow and finish well. So that's what we're about, but we're celebrating 25 years. Now, this is probably new information for the Springfield listeners or those in Bloomington
yeah.
or Lincoln or Carlinville that are new to Mark and Friends, because it's only been on for about a year now in those various outlets, because a little over a year ago we acquired those 15 new frequencies, those 15 new outlets, and so now they're all under the umbrella of Great News Media. And so it's been an exciting journey, but if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard some of this story, and we welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, which is known as the Prime Lifetimes in Review.
Yeah.
And with us, that lovely voice is Marianne Simpkins. She's our editor-in-chief, wearing a number of different caps.
The unlovely voice is Rob Senior.
Yeah, the less lovely voice.
That's not fair.
Is Rob Seenberg, our copy editor and content contributor.
Par excellence. Is that how you say that?
All around
That's
good.
How you say it in French.
Helpful volunteer. And if we're ever ever have a shortfall or whatever, oh, here's $20. Oh, let me buy that. We had extra supplies last week. And I go, yeah, I'm going to return them. Oh, I'll just buy them for you. Here's $20. And, oh, what else do you need? We could need a little screwdriver. What happens? He goes to that freight. What's that called?
Harbor Freight.
Yeah. And he comes back with these screwdrivers that we needed. And
well, one thing's for sure is Rob and Mary, his wife Mary, are generous souls. They really are.
Yep.
No question about it.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm Mark, and
hi, Mark.
Welcome, friends.
Hey.
Yeah, and I'd like to give a little hint to those who might happen to have an Alexa device in your home.
Oh, heavens, why are we talking about this? Okay, go for it, Rob.
Including maybe on a tablet or on your phone.
Okay.
You just say, Alexa, please play, and then you give the call signs. WGNN Radio.
I think we're trying to have one of them say Great News Radio. That would cover all the different frequencies that are part of the Great News Radio family of stations. Now, if you say WLUJ, then you'll get their network, their family of stations, or WGNN.
Sure.
But I think we're trying to transition WGNJ because we have WLLM and the other frequencies. So we're trying to get it to say Great News Radio will cover those five different stations.
But if you say that to Alexa, Alexa will play the radio station you name. You have to have Wi-Fi at your house.
Yeah. I feel kind of like futuristic when you said that.
Well, it's, you know, no offense, Mark, but it's a lot easier. You're sitting in the living room and say, hi, honey, how would you like to hear the story I read? I'm reading today on the air, whatever, and you just tell Alexa to play it, and there it is.
So that's what you can do, Mary, if you're not listening. You can you can just get it later with Alexa.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the unique aspects of the radio ministry with our streaming audio and our archive programs. So if you stop by the website, you can listen to since 2012. So we have 9 or 10, almost 10 years worth of programs all the way back. Every Mark and Friends can be accessed by year, and then you just scroll through. Or the streaming audio, so anywhere in the world you can hear what's being streamed. And we have our three different formats, so you can listen to it at greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org, and you can figure out which programming format you want to hear, and you can click into one of those three.
You can just head on out to Finland, the country of Finland, listen there.
Yeah, you can hear it right off the air.
A German friend of mine did some of her grad studies there, and I said, wasn't it hard to learn Finnish? And she said, all the classes are in English in Finland.
Oh,
it's like, what?
Yeah.
In fact, in Iceland, 85% of the people are absolutely fluent in English, and they're starting to lose parts of the Icelandic language because the kids use English endings on the Icelandic words because they're so complicated, and they're losing the Icelandic language.
Well, if you want to find a hard language, go to Iceland.
There you go. Or Finland either. That's a hard one, too.
It's amazing.
All Greek to me.
If you want to say kitten in Finnish, you say Kiesenboiginen. Isn't that a nice word? Okay, there you have it.
Okay, so Mr. Copy Editor, with all this important language things you know and everything else, Rob is multifaceted. What you just heard him say, you know, all the languages, and all, he's a linguist specialist and all these different things. He also is at heart Mr. Farm Person.
Mr. Rural Memories himself. And I will point out across the page, the Middletons, in light of the presidential dog and everything, I thought we shouldn't be talking about that. But it's a great cartoon. So you have this guy and he's throwing this bone to his, I don't know, is that like a boxer? What kind of dog is that?
I think
anyway, it's like a boxer. Here, Bumper, and he has the bone, and he's holding the bone out to the dog, and the dog gets really excited and then goes to get the bone from the master's hand, and he's going, munch, munch. Well, then the master pulls his hand up his sleeve, so it looks like the dog bit his hand off, and he goes, oop. And then the master pops his hand back out and says, ha ha, fooled you.
That's an April Fool's comic, Mark.
And then the dog growls and is chasing after him. So I just thought of what's going on in Washington.
We don't have a dog in that fight.
Yeah. That's true. That's clever. Okay, so Rob, you can read for us Rural Memories, which is, by the way, Rob's monthly column, and it's very popular. So take it away.
Just a word of advice. Don't start a monthly column.
Oh,
because
why not?
You have to do it every month for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, with me, you do have to keep on.
Well, and that's a tradition with this radio ministry, and I guarantee people long life If you volunteer with Great News Radio, you're a volunteer forever.
For
and Pete Springer, Daryl Stalter, Max Norman, Herb, the radio servant, Ketchum, these guys just keep living and living, and they all make it into their 80s and 90s. And, you know, Max Norman was still volunteering, I think,
yeah,
at 92. And Daryl Stalter up to,
I
like, 87. And Pete Springer in his late 80s. So I
you,
tell
you
everyone.
You keep them young, Mark.
Yeah. We'll keep you alive and active volunteering for this ministry.
All right. Well, this is called Whizzer with two Z's. I was about 15 when the scrap collector arrived in his rickety old green Studebaker truck one spring afternoon. He was looking for scrap metal, free if he could get it, or he'd trade something for it if necessary. At times, serendipitously, he had something Dad needed just then. A fence brace, a tool, a piece of equipment, a spare machine part. The slogan of a Missouri antique shop comes to mind. We buy junk and sell antiques. Our junk man seldom bought anything, though. He preferred to swap when possible. What caught Dad's eye and the eyes of his two sons that late April afternoon was not something particularly practical, and it certainly wasn't something we needed. But it was something we boys wanted. It was a 1947 Whizzer motorbike. Even had good tires. Dad, the bargain hunter, first asked how much. The $25 seemed a bit steep, so he offered an old, retired grain seeder in exchange.
Huh.
The man quickly accepted. He handed the motorbike down to us boys, and Dad loaded the old piece of machinery onto the truck with a tractor loader and a log chain. We couldn't believe our good fortune.
Huh.
Dad said we could work on the Whizzer until milking time, but then we had to set it for milking, carry feed into the milking parlor, and bring the cows in from the pasture. Though we had a milking machine and a pipeline, the milk went into cans, which became part of the vacuum system when properly hooked up. Everything fit together just so to avoid vacuum leaks and keep the system functioning. The following day, a Saturday, we went to town and bought a new spark plug and air filter for the motorbike. With fresh gasoline, we got the engine started. Then we boys went for the ride of our lives up and down the steep township roads and around hairpin turns. My younger brother rode ahead of me on the gas tank, which was mounted on the bar that ran from under the seat to the front of the bike. The traffic safety folks would definitely not have approved. We boys fervently hoped the engine wouldn't break down before we got back home. We made it up to about 30 miles per hour on one level straightaway, or so the speedometer claimed. We boys were in hillbilly heaven on that amazing machine.
Oh, jeez.
Though we had to tinker with it almost constantly to keep it running. The Whizzer was built on a heavy bicycle frame. A shielded drive belt ran from the engine to a big pulley mounted on the rear wheel spokes. It was a clever design. We built ramps there on the farm, as we'd heard of people doing, and leapt off into space at about 20 miles per hour. Eventually, motorcycles and more adult pursuits led my little brother and me to new interests beyond the Whizzer. Years later, back home from college and a four-year stint in the Army, I happened to visit an old friend's workshop. He repaired small engines, worked on lawnmowers, and even overhauled older tractor engines. He said, "Rob, you won't believe what I found." Taking me into a back room, he proudly showed me an old Whizzer motorbike. I wiped off some dust. It was our old one, which after our glory days had gone to a new set of boys on a nearby farm.
Hey, I have to stop here. That reminds me of what you said, Marvin Lee or Lyle or something, about they hadn't rehearsed for a while and they had to wipe off the old dust.
Yeah, Lyle told Marvin Lee, "Yeah, I'll play, but I'm a little rusty." And he said, "Well, come on, and we'll wipe off some of that rust."
Because they're going to be putting a concert on, I think,
yeah,
this
the
weekend.
Yeah, the 10th. That's
next week?
Saturday,
okay,
of this week,
okay,
at 6 p.m. at Penn Station. So you go into the heart of Arthur and
yep, downtown.
Turn north. Yep,
yep,
there you are.
Right.
Okay,
from the
so
railroad tracks.
You're wiping the dust off, and you said...
So I said, "Hey, we used to own this very motorbike. Where on earth did you get it?" "Oh, you know, the old junk guy who comes around in that ancient green Studebaker truck looking for scrap and selling stuff. Well, I saw it on his truck last week." got it for $25.
Oh my goodness. He finally sold it for $25.
I don't know how many times he might have sold it.
In between, no idea.
It kept coming back.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Well, there's a great picture of it here on page A7 of the April edition of the Prime Life Times, and really does look like a deluxe bike with some extra mechanisms in there to make it all run. And you actually went as fast as 30 miles an hour.
Oh, my. I think it would theoretically go to 35, but I'm not sure. Either we didn't dare or it wouldn't make it or something.
That's just a pretty shined up picture of a Wizard motorbike. Right. That's not the one that Rob had.
Yeah, I think this is actually a year newer than the one we had.
It's a 48.
That's what I think, but I'm not positive.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I can just see you boys just keeping repairing it every few steps. Keep it going. That's fun.
Yeah, that old engine had a magneto. And the magneto produced the spark.
Sounds like a Marvel comic.
Yeah. And the magneto produced the spark. So there's a wheel that has magnets on it that spins with the motor. And there's a magnet there. And that creates generates a little current enough to run through a coil and a condenser. And then snap, 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 your spark plug.
It really is like one of the Marvel superheroes, Iron Man, Magneto.
Yeah. Now, are these the days before helmets?
Oh, of course.
For us, they were well before helmets.
Well before.
Yeah. And, now you can put a little bicycle motor kit on, and it's legal if it's, I think it's 49 cubic centimeters or smaller. And there's a real old guy in my neighborhood that goes buzzing by about once a day. And he's got one of those little tiny motor kits that he put on his bicycle. Goes off to the store and goes to Dollar General and buys his groceries.
Oh.
Such as it is.
Hey, which came first? So this is for our trivia lovers and those that want to have a fast fact to know when they go to work today. Or
I know it. Okay.
Which came first?
We can do this.
A. I'll do the first one.
Okay.
The first woman was elected as mayor of an American town.
Or
B. The first Olympics of the modern era were held.
Or C. The words.
Wow, this is like a game show.
I know, it is. We could go and try and be the new Jeopardy hosts. Or C. The words "In God We Trust" were added to United States currency. And the answers are, should we say the answers?
On page A15.
They're on page A15. But I
don't think we should.
I don't think we should
go pick up the paper.
If they do go to page, what happens on page 15? They'll see Wordsmith's Workshop and find out the origin of beck and call.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
At your
beck and call.
And they'll see
Nobody says that here, Mark.
Well, that's
to you.
True.
Why not?
Yeah, I got to teach Holly how to say this.
Honey,
I'm at your beck and call.
No, you say that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're ending this right here.
Wasn't it Sarah that said, Abraham, my Lord? I always point that out to Holly.
You are in so much trouble. Yeah. You could see my hand going in circles like, we are not having this conversation on air. No, we're not.
Hey, but look at page A14. Yeah.
Change the subject.
See that great El Toro coupon, $2 off a purchase of $10 or $4 off a purchase of 20. I appreciate it.
I must have a different edition because I don't see that.
A14? A14 on the left side.
I do see it.
Carry in or carry out. Not every time, but many times I'm in Danville, I'll always go to El Toro. They have great Mexican food.
Yeah, they do.
Great
That's
service, hardworking team
there.
Yeah,
I like El Toro.
And they always have. They've advertised in our paper a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. I just appreciate
that. And I've
so
been
much.
To that particular restaurant, too. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, they're hard workers.
Very nice. And this Senior Wise TV is a really cool thing that a lot of people in the community have come together and working on. I know Cindy...
Yeah, watch the microphone there, Rob.
That's a lot of paper rustling.
The microphone was my newspaper. Yeah. Mark's really concerned.
Who's the lady over at Inman Place, Rob, that you met? Cindy?
Oh, Cindy?
Cindy,
yeah.
Cindy Thompson. Long or something. Anyway, she's involved with it. Actually, many, many people in this area, Champaign County, are involved with this new initiative, kind of a TV engaging content for seniors. So I was pleased they put an ad in here.
A14.
Yeah, it's kind of the television equivalent of our newspaper here.
A14, what do you got on there?
Oh, there's just so many.
Well, A13 also has dental trivia running down the right-hand column.
Oh,
but
yes.
Better yet, Betty Schmidt's Be Inspired. And, this lady is blessed in several ways. She has lots of recipes in her mind, But she has friends who write.
Lots of recipes that are what?
In her mind.
Oh, in her mind. Yeah, I thought she just that says, are mine.
I was like, wow. That's something.
But she has friends who write cookbooks who say, use my recipe if you like.
Oh, that's nice.
And so that's a rather amazing.
Oh, she just likes so many recipes. Yeah. This is a good book review on A11, Lincoln's Mentors. This is really interesting. I've never had thought about who were President Abraham Lincoln's mentors in life. And this explains.
Rob, were you around then?
Close.
If you say you were, I'm going to get scared. That's very intriguing.
Hey, though. Rossville Family Restaurant. Have you eaten there? Oh, gosh.
You
the
have.
Food portions
You've
are
it.
Huge.
Yeah.
I know. I think weekly, maybe every Sunday, Richard Berkey oftentimes will be seen there. But
oh, really?
There's a coupon good for $2 off any meal purchase.
Yeah, I'd probably go just to see Richard.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Hi, Richard.
He's a great guy.
So lots of great reasons why to pick up this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. There's coupons in here that you can use, and you can find great service providers that help underwrite the cost of this paper. So it's free of charge. The reason we can offer this at over 350 locations is because of these great advertisers. And if you need lawn and garden fertilizer or chemicals or plants or seed potatoes, onion sets, bulk mulches, soil, gravel, landscaping items, look for Barry's Full Service Florist and Nursery in Danville. So
yeah,
we have a
go.
Bunch of good new advertisers this month.
We do. And you know, I was so happy. Larry Stevens, our movie reviewer, did an interesting review on a movie called Risen. It's about the resurrection of Jesus from different perspectives. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's not as long as some full-feature movies,
mm-hmm.
but it's well done. And my dear wife, Mary, and I watched it.
Oh, did you?
On Easter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Larry, for getting that in there. And also, be sure and read Joey Kroll's wonderful devotional,
Absolutely.
God's Forever Family.
Yeah, and there's a fun story about potholes.
Oh, that's a
in
great,
here by
great
our dear
one.
Friend in Indiana.
George Ellsworth.
Who edits his own newspaper over there
he
in
does.
Winsport.
Yep.
And he's been a good fan of our newspaper since we came out. He has praised our high, dare I say, editorial standards.
He did. He sure did say that.
Which our boss really enforces, I'll tell you.
Well, we got somebody on staff that knows what they're doing. It'd be you, Rob.
Okay. Share the love. We're sharing
you
the love today on our 25th anniversary of Good News Radio, Inc., known as Good News Radio in the early days, then known as Great News Radio as we got better, now being known more and more as Great News Media because of all the different ministry work that God's doing through this ministry.
Well, when we first started this program, I started to say, Happy Birthday, Great News Media, and then I thought, wow, wait, no. Great News Radio. Then I thought, no, I got to go all the way back.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Good News Radio.
Yeah. And we're licensed in Illinois as Good News Radio, Inc. But the short story is there was a Good News Radio in California, and they said, you can't be known as Good News Radio, so stop it. So then we had that whole campaign. We went from good to great, and then we've been known as Great News Radio these many years. But
I think Great News Media now covers it all. So happy birthday, Great News Media.
Happy birthday, everyone. Thank you for celebrating with us, and thanks for tuning in. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.